Sophie Snail, Story 4. Dawn. "What shall we do this morning, Matthew?" said Mark. "I know," said Matthew. "I know what you're going to say," said Mark. "Let's go and play football," they said. "Mum," they shouted, "we're going out to play football." "Well, take Sophie with you. She doesn't much like football." "You never ask her. Go and ask her now." But when they found Sophie and asked her, she said she was too busy. So they went without her. A little later, Sophie's mother went out into the garden and found Sophie plodding around, peering into the flower beds as though searching for something. She was carrying a small yellow bucket. "Why didn't you go with the twins?" her mother said. "Too busy," grunted Sophie. She bent down and picked up a spent matchstick and put it in her bucket. "Oh, you are a good girl, Sophie," said her mother, picking up Daddy's old matchsticks. "Every time he smokes his pipe, he uses dozens of matches to keep the wretched thing alight, and then he chucks the used ones all over the garden. But wouldn't you rather be playing with the others than just picking up matchsticks?"
"I'm not just picking up matchsticks," said Sophie severely. "I'm collecting food for all of my animals."
Sophie's mother went back to her housework, shaking her head. "She's getting to be a proper loner," she thought. "Collecting food for her animals, indeed. Who ever heard of animals eating wood? She lives in a world of her own. It's not good for her. I wish there was a girl of her own age for her to play with."
Well, a couple of weeks later, Sophie's mother's wish was granted. A nearby house changed hands, and the new people who moved in had a little girl who looked to be just about Sophie's age. A pretty little girl with golden hair done in bunches. And Sophie's mother lost no time in making contact. "Sophie," she said one morning, "those new people down the road have got a little girl."
"I know," said Sophie. "I've seen her. She wears frocks."
Sophie did not approve of frocks.
"She's called Dawn," said her mother.
"Yuck," said Sophie.
She thrust her hands into the pocket of her old jeans and stomped off, shoulders hunched, the very picture of disapproval.
"I've asked them round this morning," her mother called after her. She turned to the twins. "You three children can play with Dawn while we're having coffee," she said.
"What time are they coming?" said Matthew.
11 o'clock.
"We've got a football match," said Mark. "Kick off, 10:30 sharp."
Dawn was wearing a green dress with bows on it and long white socks and smart red shoes. Her bunches were tied with green ribbon and she carried a little toy pony. Dawn's mother raised her eyebrows just a tiny bit as Sophie was called up to be introduced. Sophie was wearing an old blue jersey with her name written on it in white letters and her old jeans and her muddy wellies. Her dark hair looked as though she had just come through a hedge backwards and she carried her yellow bucket.
"Sophie," said her mother, "this is Dawn."
And Dawn held out her toy pony. It was a bright pink pony with a long silvery mane and tail. It even had long silvery nylon eyelashes.
"This is Twinkle Toes," she said. "He's my special favourite, but you can play with him if you like."
Sophie stared woodenly at Twinkle Toes. It was plain from her expression that she did not approve of pink ponies.
"Yes, off you go and play," said Sophie's mother. "And Sophie, you look after Dawn. There's a good girl."
Sophie stumped off with Dawn, prancing beside her, crying,
"Gee up, Twinkle Toes, gee up, little pony."
And they came to the nearest flower bed and Sophie began to hunt about.
"What are you looking for, Sophie?" asked Dawn.
"Matchsticks," said Sophie shortly.
She found a couple and put them in her bucket.
"Ugh," said Dawn, wrinkling her nose. "Nasty old matchsticks. Whatever do you want them for?"
"To feed my animals," said Sophie.
And Dawn laughed.
"You are silly, Sophie," she said. "Matchsticks are made of wood. Animals don't eat wood."
"Mine do," said Sophie.
"Isn't she silly, Twinkle Toes?" said Dawn to her pony. "You wouldn't eat dirty old matchsticks, would you? You like nice grass."
And she pulled some from the lawn and held them against the pink muzzle.
"You're just pretending to feed it," said Sophie scornfully. "My animals are real. I'll show you." At the bottom of the garden was an old potting shed. Outside it, because they were too large to fit on the shelves, stood several very big flower pots, upside down. Carefully, Sophie tipped one of the big pots over. Underneath it, on a bed of spent matchsticks, was a great army of woodlice.
"Good morning, my dears," said Sophie. "Here's two more nice, juicy matchsticks for you." "Ah!" said Dawn, clasping Twinkletoes closely to her. "Hello, my dirty, creepy collies!"
At that moment, a large woodlouse detached itself from the mass and began to walk towards her feet. Very deliberately, Dawn placed one of her smart red shoes on it and squashed it flat.
They yelled from the bottom of the garden, brought both mothers running. A dramatic scene met their eyes. In front of the potting shed, a small stocky figure was jumping solemnly up and down wellies together on what had once been a bright pink pony with a silvery mane and tail, but was now a dirty, squashed lump.
"Sophie!" cried Sophie's mother.
"Dawn, darling!" cried Dawn's mother.
Cried Dawn. Sophie gave one final stamp on the battered body of Twinkletoes and plodded off.
"Where's Sophie?" asked the twins when they came back from their game. "She's in her room. She's been extremely naughty."
"What did she do? Never you mind."
"Where's Sophie?" asked her father when he came back from work. "She's in her room. She's been extremely naughty."
"What did she do?"
"She completely ruined a toy belonging to the child of those new people down the road, jumped on it, squashed it."
"Why did she do that?"
"I don't know. I've asked her, but she won't answer."
"She'll answer me," Sophie said, father said. A few minutes later, he came back. "She won't," he said.
Now, even before Dawn's mother had said a frosty goodbye and taken her yelling daughter away, Sophie had gone straight to her room. She judged it better to go to her room than to be sent there. She sat on the side of her bed, thinking sadly of the death of the woodlouse. And after a while, the sad thoughts became glad ones. Dawn had paid for that. She would have to pay two out of her farm money, but it would be worth it. At bedtime, the twins looked in on Sophie. They sat at the end of her bed, Matthew on one side and Mark on the other.
"What did you do?" they said.
"I busted Dawn's toy," said Sophie. "I jumped on it."
"Why?" said Mark.
"She squashed one of my woodlouses," said Sophie.
"Squashed it dead," said Matthew. "Yes, what a beastly girl," they said.
"And the toy was a horrible pink pony called Twinkletoes. Yuck," they said.
"You were right to jump on it," said Matthew.
"You should have jumped on her too," said Mark.
"Did you tell Mum and Dad what she did?" they asked.
"No," said Sophie. "They'd only say, 'I'm sure she didn't mean to,' or 'It was only a woodlouse after all.'"
A little later, Sophie's mother and father came in. They sat on the end of Sophie's bed, one on each side.
"You know, Sophie," said her father, "you simply can't go breaking other children's toys."
"I can," said Sophie. "I just have."
"You'll have to say you're sorry," said her mother.
"I can't," said Sophie. "I'm not."
"Look, Sophie," they said, "we know what Dawn did. The boys told us."
Sophie waited.
"I'm sure she didn't mean to," said her mother.
"It was only a woodlouse," said her father, "after all."
The end.